Well, it's Wednesday morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Dick, WB2JPQ. I'm located in Eden, New York, the Buffalo, for those of you that don't know me. And I'll be in a control station for the first hour today for the morning brew, along with Gary, KB2TDT on the log. Al will be along a little bit later today, KABAC, along with logging for the second half hour. Our text line is open as always. Once again, our text number is 360-334-3713. 360-334-3713. That is not for in and outs. You can only text your call sign in there. It's not for in and outs. You can follow along on our fetch log, which several people have already got on there this morning by going to eastcoastreflector.com. Going to Nets, going into the morning brew and clicking the log. Our question today, well, before I do that, the newsletter is out. We're trying a little something different, a little different server. It seems to be working out a lot better. So our newsletter is out, and if you haven't received the newsletter here in a day or so, and you think you should, let me know, and we'll see what the problem is. The newsletter's out, and got a lot in there, a lot of pictures and stuff from our Western New York meet and greet. And it's a good place to put pictures with call signs and so forth. So our question today came up in the Zoom room yesterday. I believe it came up by David, KF9JF, about propane tanks. Do you turn off your propane tank after each use of the grill? Do you turn off the valve on your propane tank after you're done grilling? There's pros and cons over that. I know I always do. I always have turned it off. Over the years, I've had a leaky hose or this or that, so I always do, but let's see what the consensus is here this morning. Like mobile stations wishing to get in here at the top of the list. Gary's ready to write your call down, to type your call in. Call signs twice and slowly. Once again, this is Dick, WB2JPQ.
This is Kilo Golf 8 Quebec Papa. Kilo Golf 8 Quebec Papa.
Kilo Bravo 9, Mikey Quebec Delta. Kilo Bravo 9, Mikey Quebec Delta. KB9 MTV.
Kilo Bravo 5, Golf Mike Whiskey. Kilo Bravo 5, Golf Mike Whiskey.
Great. There's three or four. That was KB5GMW, Hockley, Texas. We have a question on the call sign before. Is it KB9PQD, KB9 Papa Quebec Delta? If you could fill us in, we'd appreciate it.
It was Kilo Bravo 9 Mike Quebec Delta, KB9 MTV.
Mike Quebec Delta. Okay, Mike Quebec Delta. Okay. Mike Quebec Delta. MQD. There we go. Oh, that's Jack. Morning, Jack. AGQP, KY4MB, was via the text line, K89YUZ via the text line, and KC2NJV via the text line. Let me get our mobiles. Let me go to Jeff, Perrysburg, Ohio. Good morning, Jeff. KG8QP. And our question is, do you turn your propane tank off after you use it, after you use your grill? Are you still with us, Jeff? KGQP.
Yes, KGQP, I'm having some radio problems. This morning seems to be breaking up. I don't think I'm supposed to be, so I'll just wish everybody a great day. Kilo Golf 8, Quebec, Papa.
Won't you answer our question, Jeff, if you can? Do you turn your propane tank off after each use?
The propane tank, yes, sorry about that. Most definitely. Always turn it off, make sure you don't have to worry about anything. Okay.
Alright, I don't know if Ben's UHF repeater would do you any more good. I see you're over on Jerry's. Might check with, get the frequencies and stuff of for Ben's. Might give you better coverage depending upon the area that you're in, Jeff. How about Jack? KB9MQD, good morning. KB9MQD, Jack, are you still with us this morning? I guess not. Moving along to KB5GMW, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't know the answer could be something other than yes. So yes, it gets turned off. Although I'll have to tell you, it's not me that does it. That's outdoor grilling is not my thing. That would be the husband's KB5BS, which I thought he was listening, but he didn't check in. So the answer is yes. Have a great day, everyone. KB5GMW.
You as well, and well, we found out that there are a lot that don't turn them off, is what our Zoom room conversation was a day or so ago, so that's why we thought we would use that this morning for a topic a little bit different than some of the morning group questions, but it might be a safety question, or is a safety question as well. I've heard a lot of war stories. Let me go through some of the three people on the text line. We got Wayne, KC2NJZ. Good morning, Wayne, and come in via the text line this morning.
JZ, I always turn the propane off when I am done cooking. It's rule number one, safety. Have a great 4th of July to you and yourself.
Thanks, Wayne. How about Jimmy, KD9YUZ? Good morning.
Good morning, Dick, and everybody on the brew. Yes, I turned mine off after every use. Years ago, I got indoctrinated. I had a brand new tank, and the valve had went bad, and I drained it. So I learned from that experience, and I always turn it off now. Have a great day, everybody. KD9YUZ back to net.
I think many of us have learned the hard way, Jimmy. Thanks for being there. Scott in Memphis, you're up right and early. KD4MB, good morning, Scott.
Brother, Godfather, and everybody on the net, and Brother Randall, if he's listening, from Memphis, Tennessee, KY4NB, Elvis and Barbecue Land, where we do not use propane. It's either wood or charcoal. Having said that, I just bought an electric grill. But no propane here for grills. I'm a little scared of that. But I think I would turn it off, given a choice, but I don't know much about that. Thanks for calling it. We do appreciate it. Everybody stay safe and have a good holiday. KY4NB back to net.
You as well, Scott, if I won't. Yeah, that's right. Remind everybody, tomorrow, there is no brew tomorrow. There is no morning brew tomorrow. So get on and chat amongst yourselves with the there'll be no net control this morning. Good morning to Peter, Freeville, New York, W2PMS.
morning, Dick, and everybody on the Morning Brew. For the question this morning, no, and the reason for that is I own a grill, and where I live in an apartment complex, not allowed to even have one, so there's that. Not much going on today, just, I don't know, playing around with the usual stuff, computers and radios. Everybody have a good holiday tomorrow, and be safe. W2PMS, back to net.
Down for no propane, Peter. How about Joe, Cheektowaga, PD2F, or TFB? Good morning, Joe.
Morning, brewers. Yes, I definitely turn it off after each. I ran out of propane one brewing session. What's going on here? I got myself one of those CNC, you know, gauges that tell me how much propane is left in the tank. Sure enough, it's like turned off the valve, just on a whim, and it's like, hey, this drain goes pretty zero overnight. I must have a very slow leak. So it gets turned off after every drilling. TD2TFB back to that control.
Thanks, Joe. Have a nice day. There we began. TD2VNU, good morning.
Good morning, Dick, TD2VNU. Yes, I turn it off, and even if you have a gas grill that's natural gas, I'd recommend turning it off, because you never know if the valve fails or a rodent chews through your line. Just safety's sake, it's good if everybody turns them off. Turn it back to the net, everybody. Have a great day, TD2VNU.
I think that's one of the things that came up yesterday in the Zoom room when we were talking about it, about rodents. Chewing through the line. Charles in Syracuse, KD2IUY. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everybody on the brew. Yes, turn it off when I'm at home. On the road with the RV, the propane will stay on because it's my backup for my refrigerator, too, for a propane-powered refrigerator, so keep the food cold. Yes, turn it off so that you don't run out of propane if there's a leak. Back to that control, 730, KD2YUY.
Well, thank you, Charles. Last on this list is Joe, KO4FRR. Good morning again, Joe.
Good morning, Dick, in the Morning Brew. This is Joe, KO4FRR. I'm surprised I'm up this early, too. To answer the question, I don't do grilling, but we do turn off. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you guys in the Zoom room.
Thanks, Joe. Has already been up running some stats for us for the last 45 minutes this morning, so the team starts early on some days, most days. New stations wishing to get into the Morning Brew, call sign twice and slowly. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
K5KZX. In and out, just a short ride home.
Papa Papa X-ray, W4PPX.
November 4, Victor Pasha. Kilo, November 4, Victor Pasha. Good morning, Dick. In the brew, in and out.
Kilo Charlie 1, Julia Papa Delta, KC 1, JPD.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta. Kilo, Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Lima Alpha Victor. Kilo, Charlie 3, Lima Alpha Victor.
Well, that's a good list. Good morning, Mike, KC3LAV. Ray in Elizabethtown, Roger in Fort Lauderdale. Our friend Gene, KN4VF, Claremont, Florida. Gene, your audio, I've noticed the last few days has been down. I don't know if your microphone is a little further away from me, but maybe you want to look into that and get your audio up just a little bit. But good morning. Good morning to Chuck in Newcastle. Good morning to Don in Hollywood. Daryl in Lubbock, Texas. Grayson in Orlando, Florida, and the very, very, very first station, we missed your call sign. It was the people there. It was a QL or something like that. If we could have the QL station only, please.
November 2, Quebec, Lima, Sierra. Warren Dick, N2QLS.
I'd be a Kilo Bravo 5, Bravo Sierra Mo.
Whiskey 4,
Lima, Mike Golf. 4, Romeo Alpha Hotel. KO4RAH. In and out. Good morning.
Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Papa Alpha. In and out. In and out.
Right, hang on, guys. We're not taking check-ins right now. I'm turning it over to Jerry. We're doing the informals. Hang on. You'll make the next round. I got Ray and Clarence there in Florida. So hang on. Good morning, Jerry. And to QS, do you turn your gas grill off when you're not in, when it's not in use?
I don't use one. There's one here that the kids next door use, but I'm not a griller. Nah. But good to hear. How's the audio on this, by the way?
Sounds pretty good, Jerry. Sounds pretty good. A lot of lows, but sounds pretty good. Thanks for being there. No propane. We'll put you down for Grayson, Orlando, KG4BUT. Good morning, my friend. Does your dad turn the gas off on the grill when you're done grilling?
Hey, good morning, Dick, here with the Brew Crew. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Answer for me is going to be no. The only grill I have is the front end, one on the front end of my car, but no grill, no propane. Back to you, Dick. Have a good day.
Thanks, John. Yeah, I guess we keep missing each other. I wasn't on last Wednesday. I think Mike filled in for me. Good morning to Chuck, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, W3CVE.
Good morning, Dick, and everybody in the brew. Nice to hear you, Dick. The answer is yes, I do turn the propane off there. And the rest of the day, got some physical therapy to do. So everybody have a nice, this is W3CVE.
That's good. We got a lot of yeses this morning. I think that's the correct answer anyway, yes. But we had some no's yesterday in the room, so that's why we thought we'd use this question this morning. How about Green, New York? Mr. Jeff, KD2WFW, good morning.
Boy, it seems I'm like the only one that lives dangerously. I have never turned off my propane tank. So it's a miracle I'm alive. Thanks, Dick. Everybody have a good day. Fourth, KD2WFW.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer this morning, but very good. Put you in, excuse me, in the no column. Jeffrey, Milton, Vermont, KC1JPD.
Good morning, Dick, Gary, and everyone on the Morning Brew. My answer is yes. Yes, I do turn off my propane on my grill. And the rest of today, I'm going to be working on some coursework and then hopefully watching some fireworks later tonight. So hope everyone has a wonderful day out there. Back to net, KC1JPD.
Have a nice day, Jeffrey. Roger, Fort Lauderdale, N4RAG. Good morning.
Good
morning, Godfather and Gary. Sounding good. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. Yes, I close the valve. I am a stovaholic, and I invert the 20-pound tank with adapters to fill 1-pound propane tanks that I carry for my Trangia camping stove. And those 1-pound tanks have no shut-off valve. Lots of propane was sold during the pandemic. November 4, Roger Ham enthusiast, return to net.
How about Ray, Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, KC3FGD. Good morning, Ray. KC3FGD, Ray, are you still with us?
Yeah, Dick, I'm with you. I had a Manchester repeater that started getting interference there, and I know you guys don't like that, so I jumped on Echo Link here. I always turn it off. In fact, I was grilling for the guys up to the field day a couple weeks ago, and I definitely turned those off. So as far as the rest of the day, I'm going to go up to the gardens, as I do every time this time of the year, and probably spend a little time in the wood shop and do some radio this evening. Everyone have a great day, great fourth. Back to Net Control.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, that thing's playing in the morning, almost every morning, as you well know, we have to take that off for noise. Next up is Mike, KC3LAV. Good morning.
Good morning, Dick, and good morning to everyone on the crew, and good morning to my neighbor there in Elizabethtown. Glad to hear you in there. Negative to your question today, we don't use propane here. It's a QTH, no propane here. I hope everyone has a happy, healthy, Independence Day holiday. Hear you all later on. 73, KC3LAV, Mike, Warwick Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Clear.
Thanks, Mike. And once again, there is no brew tomorrow being the 4th of July. We'll see everybody on Friday. Bill, Hockley, Texas, KB5BF.
Oh, good morning. Sorry I didn't get in when my YL got in. She was in front of me, and I had a bowl of cereal in my hand, so I had to finish it off first. And yes, we always turn off the propane on the grill when we use it. It's KV5BF.
Well, she had answered for you, Bill, so that was all good. Thanks for being there. Howard, Lacey Springs, Alabama, W4LMG. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Dick and the crew. Well, I don't use propane anymore, but when I did, I always cut it off after an experience that some other people were referring to. It all leaked out and an expensive, use it one time, and then I had to go refill it again, so... Yeah, and the rest of the day is just going to be a day watching the Democrats scream and holler. W4LMG.
You have a nice day, Howard. We got Ray from Huntsville, KO4RAH, called in. And he was in and out, along with Clarence from Florida. AJ4CPA. John, Work Truck Mobile, text line, W4HCB. Good morning. Work Truck Mobile, John, W2HCB. John, are you still with us? Hearing nothing, let me move along to Paul in Dunkirk, 82 WBC.
Good morning, Dick. I definitely turned mine off. I emptied a tank one time. I don't know if I had a misfire shutting the thing off or what, but it's down to muscle memory. And by the way, I got three. I got a Weber grill, and I got a Blackstone griddle, and a Halo pizza oven. So I'm a happy camper over here in Dunkirk. So this is KV2WBC. I'm clear.
You got three. Thanks, Paul. How about Gary, Woodhaven, Michigan? And ZFH via the text line.
Good morning, Dick and Brew Crew, and I just let the charcoal burn itself. Happy 4th to all, please check me in and out, and I get a page back to that.
Great, we got you, no propane. Matt, K8MAC, good morning.
Good morning, Dick and the rest of the crew. I use my grill frequently, but I do not use propane. I use the natural gas supply line from my house. I had a plumber years ago run a pipe to my gas grill. It does have a shutoff valve, so no more propane tanks for me. But after I grill, I do turn off both the knobs on the grill and the knob on the natural gas supply. This is K8MAC, Mac in Charleston, back to net control.
Thank you, Mac. Next up is Zicky, K8BKY.
I don't really have a place where I can put a grill or a nut under a tree, so in general, for me anyway, it's a good idea. K8BKY.
I'm sorry, Vicky, I didn't hear your answer. What was the answer?
I said yes, because for the most part, I'm always under a tree.
We're on the end of the logbook, one or the other. Yes, for you. There's stations wishing to get in. Let us know what you think about turning your propane tank off. New call signs twice and slowly. This is Dick WB2JTQ at 31 past the hour.
4 ORT Kilo Quebec 4 Oscar Romeo Kilo Mobile.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Foxtrot. Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Foxtrot.
W2RBC, W2RBC.
Alpha 8, Charlie Lima Golf.
Kilo Echo 2, Delta.
Let me grab it for a minute. The Orlando station that's trying to get in through the Orlando repeater. You're all noise. We got WAHCLG, WAHCLG, and right after that, there was a double there. There's a KE, the KE2 station. Your call sign, please.
Kilo Echo 2, Delta Papa Yankee, KE2 DPY.
All right, Eric, we'll work with this list, Gary, I guess we got here this morning, KE8 DPY. Let me go up to Barry in Apopka, Florida, KQ4ORK. Good morning, Barry. You're mobile. And our question this morning, can your gas grill off after you use it?
Good morning, Dick, and everybody on the Brew Crew, KQ4ORK, Barry, Apopka, Florida. Yes, I most certainly shut off my tank. Actually, I shut off my tank prior to shutting off the grill valves, so I make sure that the hook filling empties as well. Being in the fire and life safety business, I recommend everybody shut off their tanks. Not doing it could be extremely dangerous. I hope everybody has a fantastic Independence Day, rest of my day, quick check-in at the office, and then I'm hitting the road to go see my daughter in the mountains of North Carolina for a couple of days. Everybody be safe. 73 is KQ4ORK, listening for a short time.
Well, sounds like you got a fun weekend, Barry, in front of you. Our friend Vern, Waterdown, Ontario, VA3CRF. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning to you, Dick. Nice to hear you in there, and also to hear Vicky on the air, usually in the background, doing the logging. I'm just out for a walk. It's about 70 already. It's going to be a warm day. It's supposed to get some rain this off, but it's looking like it's going to be a pretty warm one. In terms of the question, Dick, yes, always shut off the propane. We have a little barbecue on our back deck, and I'm pretty careful to make sure that I turn off the valve and not cause any potential issues. For the rest of the day, we'll check on our son's trailer, cut some grass around it to keep the varmints out, and probably we'll check into a couple of nets tonight. Dick, always nice to hear you. I hope everyone listening has a great July the 4th. Take care, everyone. 73 VA3CRF.
Well, thank you, Vern. Next up is Randy from West Seneca, New York, W2RBC. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Dick, Gary, and everyone on the group. Yes, I always turn off my propane valve after grilling. I believe it's a safe thing to do. I hope everyone has a great 4th of July. Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2, RBC.
Thank you, Andy. Let's go back down to Homosassa, Florida. Doug, WA8COG.
This is WA8CLG. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful morning here. I don't know what I'm going to get into today, but I'm sure something interesting will come along. I don't have a barbecue grill, so my answer is no, but I would think it'd be a pretty good idea to turn those things off. All you've got is that rubber hose between the tank and the grill. So that's my advice anyway, for what it's worth. WAHCLG. Everybody have a good holiday. Back to Net.
I think they've come a long way with those hoses over the years. Thanks, Doug. Eric, Massapequa, New York, KE2DPY. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Brew Crew. Finally able to get on after 2 days. My repeater at work shuts off at 9. Yes, I do shut the valve off, just God forbid, drain the lines out. This way there's no hazard of fire explosion. Everybody have a great July the 4th. I'm just about at work now. I work out here at Brookhaven Lab out in Ridge. KE2DPY, clear. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, you should use the repeater. I think I do remember that shutting off at going off to the ECR at 9 o'clock, but the brew is over by then, so you should be okay, Eric. All right, well, it's time to start a new list. 7:38 here on the East Coast. Station's wishing to get into the morning brew. Gary's ready to hear call sign. Call sign's place is Foley. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Charlie Bravo, Work Truck Mobile. Whiskey 2, Hotel Charlie Bravo, Work Truck Mobile.
November Whiskey 4, Quebec, NW4Q.
KC3ULJ. Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Lima Juliet.
Bravo for Romeo Oscar November. WB4ROS Mobile in the Work Truck.
I'll hold it up there for a minute. Good morning to Ron, Edgar Falls. Good morning to David in Winter Garden. Patrick, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, NW4Q, and Work Truck Mobile, John. We missed you first time around this morning, W2HCB. Good morning.
Good morning from good old JFK Airport, runway left 1L. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah, on the machine. I figured I'd jump in and say good morning to everybody, and I do turn my propane tank off and let it bleed out, and then I shut the barbecue off. And the rest of the day, not 100% sure yet. Got a text from my wife about picking up 40 bags of black mulch. So I guess I'm doing that after work. I don't know. So I just had a wonderful breakfast at Chick-fil-A. So my day is starting off really good. Back to that control.
Well, it's certainly the way every day should start, John. Thanks for being there. And understand that we missed you first round. How about Jim, NW4Q?
Morning, Dick and the brew. Yeah, we always shut the propane tank off. Got a breakfast meeting this morning. You all have a nice 4th.
Same to you, Jim. Let's move on to Patrick in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, KC3ULJ.
Hey,
Hey, good morning, Dick, and good morning to the brew. Yeah, it's a good practice. I normally shut the propane off. And, another thing that we have to do is to make sure that it's not exposed to the sun. Try to keep it in a very cool ventilated area. Apart from that, all is well. Back to unit control. KC3 ULJ. Clear.
Well, thank you, Patrick. Thank you for being there. KF9JF, David was in and out. I think this was David's question, if I remember right, from Zoom Room yesterday. Thank you for the question. Ron in Niagara Falls, New York, WB4RON. Good morning, Mobile, Ron.
Everybody in the brew. Happy for us to stay on.
Great. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for being there from Niagara Falls, New York. Next up is Roy from Blaisdell, New York, KABYU, via the text line.
Dick and everybody on the morning crew, KABYU. Yeah, when I had a propane grill, I shut it off at the tank first, and then the burner. And everybody have a happy 4th of July, and don't forget to shield your pets from the fireworks. Most of them don't like it. Make sure you keep them safe. As for the rest of the day, I got to go down to the store and that, and a few other things, but that's about it. Back to you.
Thank you, Roy. Ecorse, Michigan. Bob is up next. KQAQ. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Dick. I didn't catch the question.
Morning, Bob. Do you turn your gas grill off after you use it?
I turn off at the tank, of course, and also at the controls. I know one time left it on all winter long. It was one wired gas hooked to the gas in the house. I'm in the middle of domestic engineering. There's three things around here to do. Maybe a car show tonight if it don't get too hot. Everybody, good Independence Day. KQAU, back to net.
You too, Bob. We'll see you on Thursday. New stations wishing to get into the morning brew. I got 15 minutes left here on my portion. New stations, call sign twice. This is Dick WB2JPQ.
KK4OXX, that's Kilo 4, Oscar, X-ray, X-ray, in and out.
4 OSU, not 4 Ohio State University, in and out.
Let me grab it here a minute. Good morning, for Lauderdale and for OSU. Was in and out. KK4OXX, Miramar, Florida, was in and out. Our buddy Todd from Yucca Valley, California, KD6DIQ, was in and out. And just before Todd, there was a real train wreck, about 4 stations, maybe 5 stations. But the only thing we got out of there was 2 of them, was KA5. The KA5 station, your complete call sign.
Kilo Alpha 5, Gulf Tango Charlie, in and out.
1K5GTC was in and out. Then there was somebody that said, good morning, Dick, and we missed your call sign.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Fox Sierra Hotel. Whiskey Alpha 7, Flounder, Salmon, and Halibut. Good morning, sir.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Oscar Lima. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Oscar Lima, in and out.
N8NY, November 8, Delta, November Yankee.
November 9, Echo, Hotel Tango. November 9, Hotel Tango. Good morning, in and out.
To Doug, and then EHT was in and out, and HDNY, we got Ohio, we got Robert from Newport, Michigan, KF8AOL was in and out, Glenn, WA7FSH, and Sal, via the text line, W2FSH, Sal.
Good morning, Godfather, and the rest of the brew crew. Yes, I turned my tank off. I'm wondering how this question came out, because just recently, when we brought our club trailer back from full day, someone forgot to turn the tank off, and by the time we got to the clubhouse, we smelt propane, because one of the knobs got bumped. And it sounds kind of interesting that this question just came up. But with that, Godfather, I will send it back to you. This is W2SAL. Everybody stay safe. Happy 4-7-3.
Well, you as well, Sal. I remember hearing about that. I think Doug told us about that. But I don't think that's what prompted the question. I might be wrong. But, maybe talk to... Maybe talk to Chuck, I don't know. I think, like I said earlier, I think this was David KF98F's question, but we don't care where they came from. We just enjoy people providing us with questions. After so many years, we're all running dry. Like the tech net, man, after, 11 years or something, we're out of questions. Moving along to Glenn, WA7FSH. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Long time no chat. Good to hear you. When I had tanks on the grill, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm one of those kind of guys that would turn the tank off first and then let the burner burn all the fuel out of the lines. Other than that, got another road show to go do. Back to work, folks. Yeah, these 10, 11 day stretches, finding out I'm not 20 anymore, that's for sure. WA7FSH73, good morning, everyone.
Good to talk to you as well, Glenn. I heard you check in a few times, but I haven't had the pleasure to say good morning to you. John in Toledo, Ohio, N8DNY. Good morning, John. John, you're very noisy into the Toledo repeater. Can you give us a yes or a no? Maybe we can hear that.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure if I'll make it. It is.
No luck, John. You're just not holding the repeater. Let's move on to James in Spring, Texas, AA5W, via the text line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. Good morning, Brew Crew. This is Alpha Alpha 5 Juliet Whiskey James in Spring, Texas. Kind of mobile. I'm stuck here sitting on a train that's, I think, trying to set the world slow speed record for crossing this road. I always turn off my propane tanks. That's something my father drilled into my head. I can, even though he's long past, I can still hear him saying, "You're going to blow the house up if you don't turn off the gas to the propane grill." I don't know how true it is, but it's stuck. So, you know, I thank him for that. For the rest of my day, I've got work. Hopefully the day goes by fast, and I can get to enjoying that long four-day weekend. With that, I'll say 7-3 and hand it back to Nick. God bless everybody. Be safe, and happy 4th of July. This is Alpha Alpha 5 Juliet Whiskey Mobile. James is spring, and I'm clear.
Okay. We should be connected. W1NOC.
W1NOC, you're in the middle of a net. Moving on to Mike. Thanks, James. Moving on to Mike in Valley Springs, California. KK6AA, or 6AAN. Good morning, Mike.
And good morning to everybody on the group crew. Yeah, I definitely turn the gas off when I'm done with those propane tanks. It's an old habit, and I think it's a good one. I don't like to rely on those valves. Anyway, you all have a great day out there. This is K6AA, back to net control.
I think I heard you at the tail end of the net last night. I'm sure I did. Alan, the tech net. Good to talk with you. Alan in Lubbock, Texas, N7WZI.
Yeah, I've got a barbecue. I haven't had a tank on it in about 2 years. But I'm not a big griller, so yeah, it's about to go out there and be donated to anybody who wants it. And, usually they disappear when you put them out there, so. Anyhow, are we there yet? Did you ever get that from me?
I guess I'm not quite sure what you're referring to, Alan, but I can catch up with that later. Thanks for being there, Micah. Columbia, Alabama, KO4CLD. Good morning, Micah. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Good morning, Dick. I don't grill a whole lot, but when I do, I make sure I turn off the propane tank. And I also, anytime I ever go and get them filled up, I make sure I get them out of my vehicle. My dad's sister one time went and got the propane tank filled up, and she left it in the trunk of the car, and about 5 a.m. they heard a bomb go off, and needless to say, that tank was in the off position, but it still had a leak, and it decided to blow up when was in the car. This is KO4CLD, back to net.
Yeah, a lot of propane accidents. We got you, Ron, AA4HO. I'll take some new stations. Some new stations wishing to get in here. I got 5 minutes left on my shift. New stations, call signs twice.
W7OMH, W7OMH, mobile, in and out. Good morning. Happy 4th.
2 Romeo Oscar November.
KD2 WZJ.
Good morning.
Alpha Golf.
3, Tango Charlie 0, VE3, KQS. KQ4, CTD, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Kilo Echo
4,
Kilo Echo 4, India Fox, not India.
And W5AZ, we got you as well. I guess maybe Gary didn't hear that. W5AZ in there, Gary. I got Bill, KE4IFI, KQ4CTD, VE3TCS, KD2WZJ, W7OMH, good morning, was in and out. And I already acknowledged Ron.
W1NOC, Whiskey 1, November Oscar Charlie.
Whiskey 2, Romeo Oscar November. W2RON.
W6DKZ.
All right, let's hold up a minute. The last, we got W5AZ, we got you, Gordy. For some reason, I heard you, but Gary didn't. A lot of doubling in there. The last station, your call sign twice. All right, I'm going to stop here. I'll work a couple of these, and then I'll turn it over to Vicky and they all. W5AZ, W2RON. W1NOC, Bill, KE4IFI, Christopher, KQ4C, Tim in Windsor, Ron in Rochester, New York, Mike, Winding River, New York, W7OMH was in and out. I'm going to start with Ron in Florida, AA4HO. Good morning, Ron.
Right, good morning, Dick, and everybody participating in the morning brew this morning. I'm conscious of gases, from scuba diving and using, different blends of gases. So I definitely exercise good procedures, and turn my gas grill off. I had a flame come out from the valve one time when I was grilling, but if you get those tanks out of those cages in front of, the supermarket or the lumber store, they get jacked around a lot and they're loose. All you need is to take a wrench and tighten the top about a quarter of a turn. Gas starts to leak out of it. And Boyle's Law, you can't put a container under pressure in the back of a car and the trunk, because if it heats up, the gas expands, and if there is a pressure relief valve or it malfunctions, it will explode, according to Boyle's Law. And I've seen it before where, scuba tanks completely turned in the trunk because people left them in their trunk in the hot sun rose the temperature so high. So it's something to, be really aware of, and it's a very good question this morning. AA4HO, back to you, Dick. Thanks for such a good question this morning.
Thank you, Ron. On the list for me is Ron from Rochester, New York, KD2WZJ. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, crew. Yes, always turn the tank off. In fact, technically, you're supposed to, when the tank isn't in use, you're supposed to remove the hose and put the safety plug back in the valve. It's up here in New York, they can't even release a tank back to you after filling it without making sure it has a safety valve on it to the tank. So, yeah, it's good safety practice, as I'm sure the guy whose trunk exploded will probably attest to. Everybody have a great day. Have a great 4th of July. This is KD2WZJ. We're clear.
Thank you, Ron. That's good information. Well, that's it for me. Thanks to KB2TBT for logging this morning and riding along here with Nate. I'm going to turn it over to LKBAC with Vicky KEBKY on the log. Before I do, though, don't forget, no morning brew tomorrow. No morning brew tomorrow. We will see you all on Friday. Over to you, Al. Have a good night. This is WB2JP Kill.
Well, thank you, Dick. Good morning, everybody. This is Al, KABAC, along with Vicky, KABKY, logging for me and keeping me out of trouble. It's been a fun morning. My computer has decided to run every single update known to mankind when I turned it on, so it's finally, I think, done, and we're up and running. Then I had to chase my cat out of my seat. So we're going to pick up where Dick left off. Remember, guys, the question of the day is, do you turn off your propane tank after each use of your grill? I try to, but, you know, it depends on how hungry I am after I'm done grilling the food. But being somebody who's been driving forklifts since I was about 18, it's kind of a habit to turn the gas off when you're done. So let's start off with my neighbor over to the east, VE3TCS, Tim, Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, and good morning to Vicky, too, and everybody on the crew here. Yeah, I always turn it off, let it bleed out, and then I close the valve. Years ago, I don't know why, I just kind of left it going and wasted gas, but I was okay because it burned outside. But one time I got spiders in the line, so that was a mess to clean up. So now I let it bleed out, and then I close the valve. So, anyhow, thanks. Happy Independence Day to all my American friends. VE3TCS, back to that. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Tim. You have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather we're having. Next up, KQ4CTD, Christopher, Madison, Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning to you and the brew crew. Yeah, so I have a charcoal grill, so I don't use anything for that. But naturally, when I did used to have propane, I did turn it off every time unless I just kind of had a bit of a senior moment and forgot. But yeah, I try to also keep any kind of propane stored as far away from the house as I can and, you know, keep it out of the heat. So. Thank you very much, and good to talk to you this morning, and happy 4th of July, everyone. This is KQ4CTD, back to net.
Hi, thanks, Christopher. Happy Independence Day to you. Next up, we got KE4IFI Bill, Lexington, South Carolina. Good morning, Bill.
Everything's going good. Going good. I'm doing great. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Long time no talk. Hope you're all doing well. Happy 4th of July.
All righty. Thank you, Bill. And I didn't catch it. Did you want to answer the question? Do you turn your propane off when you get done with your grill?
I lost you. I'm a good ways from the node, so please excuse. This is Kilo Echo 4.
All righty. Thank you for checking in, Bill. You have a great day. Next up, we got David Sherman, Maine, I believe. W1NOC. Looks like he's new to the system. David, if you have a valid email address on QRZ, you'll receive a welcome letter. Thank you for checking in this morning. Question of the day, do you turn off your propane after you use your each use of your grill? Good morning, David.
W1NOC Portable.
a little bit of, away from my repeater, so I don't know if I'm going to be coming through good. I don't use propane to barbecue with, but I use propane in the house to heat and also to cook with. And I do not turn my propane off. I leave it on all the time. I have propane detectors and whatnot. And so I haven't had any problems yet, and hopefully I do not. So it's great to be on the net. This is my first time, and my friend Robert, November 6th, Victor Kilowatt Zulu, he's on here too from Indonesia. So thank you for the net. I love it, and I'm going to join in more often. W1NFC, back to net control.
Thank you, and we're glad to have you. Check in every morning. It's always a good time. Next up, we have W2RON, Ron, Milton, Vermont. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning to you and everyone on the net this morning. We haven't grilled, and I can't even remember the last time we did. But I can't imagine not wanting to turn it off. The only time I would turn it off is if I was just distracted and I didn't do it, but it was something that I would always do, turn it off when it was finished with it. Anyway, we wish everyone a happy 4th of July, and thank you again for a very good chat here this morning. This is W2RON, Ron and Milton.
All righty, thank you, Ron. Yeah, and the other thing that I've got out there on the patio is a patio heater. And, man, do I love that thing. It keeps you nice and toasty. But, man, you got to turn that propane off on that, too, every time you use it. Next up, we have W5AZ Gordy, Kendra, Louisiana. Good morning, Gordy. W5AZ, are you with us this morning? All right, he must have been in and out. Let's switch over to W2AJR, Andy, Cheektowaga, New York, checking in on the text line. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody on the Brew Crew. Yep, I definitely shut the propane off when I'm done with the propane tank, whether it be on the grill, the heater, anything like that. Rest of the day is work, and then probably some next tonight. If I maybe I'll get the last contact I need for the 13 colonies, which is France. 7-3, y'all. Have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. You have a great day. Have a great Independence Day. Another one checking in, Brian, KK4MOW, Joe, Orange City, Florida. Good morning, Joe. KK4MOW, are you with us this morning? All righty. Well, he is not answering, so we'll move on from there. Let's take some more check-ins. Let's start another list. Tell me the call signs now, twice and slowly.
Whiskey 9, Tango, India Mike, W9, PIM, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Yankee, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Yankee, mobile.
KO4QMM.
Whiskey Delta 8. Papa India Charlie. Whiskey Delta 8. Papa India Charlie.
November Whiskey 3 United and W3U.
November Echo.
Kilo Echo Zero, Golf Kilo Foxtrot, KE0GKF. In and out, happy Independence Day, everyone.
All right, let's acknowledge who we got here. We got a couple of in and out stations. We got KE0GKF, Jeff, Bellevue, Nebraska. And we got W9TIM, Tim, Groveland, Florida. Both in and out, sticking their heads in, saying good morning. You guys have a great day. Then we have WA2WWK, Ron, Amherst, New York, checking in on the text line. We have N0RNE, Jeff, Lewisburg, North Carolina. We have NW3U, David, Garner, North Carolina. KI5PMI, Bill, Hobbs, New Mexico. Got WD8PIC, Bob in Sylvania, Ohio. KO4QMM, Roger, Umatilla, Florida. At the top of this list, we have Dan, W2PUT. Question of the day, do you turn off the propane tank after each use of your grill? Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yes, I do turn the propane tank off after I use it each and every time. For safety and for if you got a slight leak, even if it's nothing major. It happened to me once before. You come back and go, how come the propane tank I just filled 2 weeks ago was empty? Yes, we always shut it off. Getting ready to head out on the road here to head up north for a couple of days. Looks like we'll have a decent travel morning here. Now back to you, W2PUT.
All righty, thank you, Dan. You have safe travels, and I'm sure we'll catch up later. Next up, Roger, KO4QMM, the host of the 20-meter net on Thursday mornings. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Al and the Brew Crew. Hope everybody's doing well today. Put me down for no, I don't shut the gas off. I don't think I hardly ever have. It's outside, and I got gas coming into the house, too. I couldn't imagine shutting it off every time I used it. So that's that. And the rest of the day, I get cleaned up and go to the Aces of Play store, do some shopping, get a little gas, and see what the day brings. 4th of July to all. Catch you on 20-meter net, 10 a.m. No excuses. A lot of people should be off work. KO4QMM, Roger, clear.
All righty, thanks, Roger. You have a great day. Next up, we have WD8PIC, Bob, Ohio. Bob, did I hear you simplexing on 446 last night at midnight?
Yes, you did. You heard me. You were correct. You heard me simplexing. Ooh, there's some noise in there again. I hope Ben is listening. I'm on 5 watts on your repeater with the, wait a minute. Okay, I want to make sure I wasn't on Jerry's. But I am on Simplex. Turn that down so it doesn't echo. Because I'm not using the headphones this morning. Yes, you heard me. I was talking with a friend. He went up into Michigan. And, I'm so thankful for the good antenna setup because I'm able to do that, you know. I'm in 510 and about 30 feet with the LMR 400. That's 32 feet to the base. Anyway, well, I don't use propane, but same with an antenna. He moved here once or twice, he forgot. So you have wind, it's home. All of a sudden I go outside and I hear go to the house and turn it off and I tell my dad that he ended up having to put
reached the end of your string. You're really breaking up. I think you reached the end of your string. You must be out for your walk this morning. So you have a good day. And, yeah, we'll probably be catching up with you later on. Got a lot of time off this weekend. Next up, we have KI5PMI, Bill, Hobbs, New Mexico. Bill?
Good morning, Al, everybody on the bridge. Yes, I turned my propane tank off. My stuff is so old, it's got leaks all over the place, so it would leak out if I didn't shut it off. Rest of the day, we get a half day today and then full day tomorrow, so that's what I'm doing. Hope everybody has a great day and a great holiday. KI5PMI, back to that.
All right, thank you, Bill. Have a great day. Next up, we got NW3U, David Garner, North Carolina. Good morning.
Well, good morning to everybody on the brew this morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Yes, I just turned the propane off on the gas grill after we're done using it. I do have a propane tank feeding a heater inside, a supplemental heater. I usually don't turn it off, but I do the propane tank outside for the grill. Outside of that, getting ready for a club meeting tonight. Our local radio club will have a meeting tonight, and we always have a potluck beforehand, so the missus will be whipping up something to take down there. And getting ready for Ham Public Service event tomorrow, a bicycle charity ride on the 4th. It's usually a big one, somewhere between 400 and 600 cycles, and hams from the local area go out there to give them a hand. So we'll be kind of getting ready for that today. So everybody have a good time and a good 4th of July, and we'll hope to see you all here after the holiday. 73 NW3U.
All right. Thank you, David. Have a great day. Have a good holiday. Next up, we have N0RNE, Jeff, Lewisburg, North Carolina. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, good morning to you and everybody else on the crew. This is N0RNE. I don't have a grill right at the moment, but when I did have a propane grill, yes, I did shut the propane off after every use, kind of like another gentleman had said earlier. It had those settings that sometimes might not be a perfect fit, and they've come back and found the tank empty. But other than that, yes, I would turn the grill off. And, just going to kick back and keep my feet up, let them try and heal some more from the injury I did on Sunday. But other than that, not an awful lot going on. Maybe get some laundry done. This is N0RNE. Turn back over to Nick.
All righty, thank you. You have a great day, Jeff. Let's see, we had KEO, GKF, In and Out, Belleville, Nebraska. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. Finally on this list, we have WA2, WWK, Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning, WWK. Yes, I turned off the tank every single time. I had a friend who didn't. And he came out, and he saw his hose flopping back and forth. I guess it was time for the hose to break. I don't think there was any fire there. I think it was just the pressure of the tank. And I'm surprised that WWD didn't tell you. I'm sure he has responded to many a fire generated by a propane tank. So anyway, the rest of the day, I got some chores to do around the house, take care of things, and then we're going out for an early, well, 6 o'clock dinner, what do you want to call that? Early, late, whatever, the WWK.
All righty, thank you, Ron. You have a great day. Yeah, and that's the thing, where Dan lives, that's a pretty small town. One propane tank explosion could take out most of the whole town. So they have to be very careful in Milan. All right, that brings us down to the last of the list. Let's start another one. Come now with your call signs twice and solely. Remember, before we do, you can check in on the text line. If I can move my cursor with my left hand, that text line is 360-334-3713. So let's take some more call signs twice and slowly. Come now, please.
W5CH, Charlie, in Canyon, Texas.
Romeo Lima Romeo, K5RLR.
Kilo Quebec 4, Lima November Whiskey. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima November Whiskey.
And 2BC3PSD, Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo X-ray Delta, check the in and out, please.
K8BWK, K8BWK. In and out this morning, Al. Thank you, sir.
KBW2, KJV.
KBTQBQ, KBQBQ, in and out.
KB2CGR, KB2CGR, in and out.
W1GHB, Whiskey 1, Golf Hotel Bravo, in and out.
KB2CGR, KB2CGR, in and out.
KI5WBE, KI5WBE.
Kilo Charlie Link, Kilo Juliet Oscar, Kilo Charlie Link, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Tango Tango, KK4, VK, via Echolink.
Well, we got ourselves a little bit of a list going here. Let's acknowledge who we have. From the bottom up, we got KK4VTT, Bruce, Kissimmee, Florida. KC8KJO, Thomas, Memphis, Michigan, checking in on that big old GM repeater. We got KI5WBE, Bill, Spring, Texas. And then we got W1GHB, Steve, Richmond, Texas. He's in and out. Good morning, Steve. We got KE2CGR, Steve in Syracuse, New York, was in and out. Good morning. We got Mary, Homosassa, Florida, KB2QBQ, she was in and out this morning. We got Tony, W2KJV, one of our facilitators. We've got Ben, another facilitator, K8BWK. Ben, good morning. He's busy. He was in and out. We got KC3BXD, Dave, Wexford, Pennsylvania, was in and out. Then we've got Bill, Palmyra, New York, one of our facilitators, N2BH. We've got KQ4LNW, Maurice in Davenport, Florida. We got K5RR, Randall in Spring, Texas. AK6CF, Ed, Hallandale, Florida. At the top of this list, W5CH, Frank, Cedar Park, Texas. Good morning. The question of the day is, do you turn off the propane tank after each use of your grill? W5CH, you with us?
Yes, this is W5CEH, Charlie Whiskey, Charlie Whiskey Hotel. I do not have a gas grill, but I do have a propane tank to supplement the heating during the winter time. There, thank you very much for doing the net. I also got a new 991 coming in today, and in an ARN two-box built by Doug Thompson in Georgia, right over Georgia. So I treated myself to a birthday present, sir. Thank you very much, sir, for doing the net. W5CEH, back to the net.
Well, you know, if you're going to buy yourself a birthday present, you're always going to be happy with what you buy. But the big question is that supplemental heating tank, do you turn that thing off when you're not using it?
Yes, sir, I sure do. Will I in about September? It only runs a little wall heater, and it is turned off. Thank you very much. W5CEH.
All righty, thank you. Have a great day. Next up, we have AK6CF Ed, Hallandale, Florida. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Sorry for the delay. They're trying to find that little red button. Yesterday, I accidentally turned the switch to the echo link off. As for the propane, yes, we do. And on the barbecue, we do place it off, turn it off while we're not using it. Currently in Montana, we'll be here for the week, and then I'll go back to Massachusetts for a couple of days, back down to Florida. Greetings to the group. AK6CF.
Well, hey, safe travels. Enjoy that. Enjoy the road trip. I think road trip of things to do. The destination's always good, but I love seeing different places. Go by my windshield. Next up, we've got K5RLR Randall's.
Well, good morning to you, sir, and everybody else on the brew, and Brother Scott out there listening. K5, Farla. To answer the question, I do not have a propane tank grill. I used to, and when I did, I would turn it off. But now I use either charcoal or the wood pellet grill that I have. And as far as the rest of the day goes, well, it's time for work. Matter of fact, well, it's been time for work. I should get back to work. Hi. Other than that, we'll see what the day brings after. Hope everybody has a great day. And hope everybody has a safe and wonderful July 4th tomorrow. 73.
All right, thanks, Randall. Maybe that should be a question on the morning brew, is do you use propane or charcoal? Because there's nothing like a steak on a charcoal grill. Man, that's just the best thing in the world. But I'm just too impatient most of the time to do that. Next up, we've got KQ4LNW, Maurice in Davenport, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning to you and everyone on the morning brew. I currently do not own any propane grills at the moment. When I did shut off the propane. I'm no longer a fan of propane. It's all about the stick burners, lump charcoal, and managing that fire. I'm actually firing up the smoker tomorrow, and today's the last day of work for this week, so I'm looking forward to the long weekend and celebrating the holiday here. Other than that, grateful for our country and looking forward to making sure we celebrate that. KQ4LNW, back to net control. Happy 4th, everyone. 73.
All righty, happy Independence Day. And yes, yep, we got you. Nothing like the smoking or the charcoal on that. This is K8BACL in Britton, Michigan, along with KE8BKY, Vicky, logging for me, just for identification purposes. Next up, we have N2BH Bill, Palmyra, New York, one of our facilitators. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Neil and Vicky, everybody else.
Yeah, thanks for covering for me Monday. Had a good time at class, got a little range time in, and yeah, I always turn the gas grill, the propane tank off on the gas grill when it's not being used, and the rest of the day, no real plans. Hopefully jump on the motorcycle for a bit, and I want to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th, and 2BH.
All right, thank you, Bill, and yeah, it was my pleasure covering up for you. Hope you had a good time. Next up, we have W2KJV Tony, Homosassa, Florida. Good morning, Tony.
Gal and everyone on the morning brew, we do turn our propane tank off after grilling. Unfortunately, we don't have a grill this year, and I want to wish everyone Independence Day. 73L W2KJV.
All righty, thank you, Tony. You, Mary, have a great day. Next up, we have KI5WBE Bill in Spring, Texas. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, all. I do have a propane tank, and I do turn it off at the tank before I turn it off at the, you know, the burner place. So that's that. For the rest of the day today, I got a busy day. I work with disaster relief, and I got to take my skid steer down to get it serviced, get ready for a hurricane. I know this one's not going to hit too bad down here in Houston, Texas, but we've got to get ready for the hurricane season. So I got to be doing all that kind of stuff today. And then tomorrow I get to kick back a little bit and use my barbecuer and, you know, just drink some nice tea and just kick back. So that'd be good. That's all for me, KI5WBE.
All righty, thank you, Bill. Yep, tis the season. Get ready, because it's probably going to be a pretty sturdy one from what they say. Going to have some hurricanes coming through. Next up, we have KTO Thomas, Memphis, Michigan, hitting that big GM repeater. Good morning, Thomas.
I got a crew. Hope I'm getting out there. Yes, I do turn up the propane tank before I turn up the burners. Just safety feature has always been instilled for me. So for the 4th, just going to sit back, relax, and watch the neighbors shoot off the fireworks. So happy 4th. And 7-3 for now.
All righty, thank you. Have a great Independence Day. Next up, we have KK4VTT Bruce, Kissimmee, Florida. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning to one. Good morning to all. Happy 4th of July coming up tomorrow. Be safe. And as far as the grill is concerned, yeah, right. I even have a, what they call that, the gas gauge. You know, it tells you if it's empty or full. I turn it off after each use. And today is the 24th anniversary. We got the 4th of July tomorrow, and then the 8th of July is my birthday. So I'm on vacation here and enjoying. I want to say thank you to all you guys who run this net and keep it going every day. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Thank you. KK4VTT, Kissimmee, Florida.
Well, Don, that's a party weekend. Sounds to me like you took the whole week off. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy Independence Day. You can party the rest of the week off of that. And thank you. We enjoy running the net. Next up, we have WP4VW Milton. Good morning, Milton.
Good morning, amigo, to you and everybody listening. WP4 Victor Whiskey. I pretty much do like the same colleague as he said, you know, turning off the valve before ending the kitchen operations. For the rest of the day, going back to Mayhem at the airport, and then in the evening head on to New York. So gonna see some relatives. I have not seen in years. Back in control. Happy Independence Day, and thank you for what you guys do. WB4 Victor Whiskey.
All righty, thank you, Milton. Safe travel, sir. Have a great Independence Day. Last on this list, checking in on the text line, N0LUB David in Houston, Texas. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to the brew. Yeah, I turn off the gas before I just let it burn out, and then I'll turn everything. So rest of the day, just going to go to work. And then I took off Friday, so have a nice long weekend. Hope everybody has a great 4th of July, 7:30.
All righty, thank you, David. Have a great Independence Day. That brings us down to the bottom of yet another list. Boy, they're checking in all over the place today. Let's get another one started. Come now with your call signs, twice and slowly.
Whiskey 6, Kilo, Charlie, Oscar, W6KCO.
Kilo, Echo 8, Zulu, Juliet, Oscar. Kilo, Echo 8, Zulu, Juliet, Oscar.
That is 1, Romeo, India, Charlie. ZS1 Romeo India Charlie in the storm, South Africa.
H10 Kilo Foxtrot 0 Mike Hotel November.
Whiskey Bravo 5 India Tango Tango WGT Evil.
Kilo Charlie 1, Uniform Golf Kilo, KC1, UGK, Ed and Chelmsford.
Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Alpha Delta, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Alpha.
Good little list going there. Let's see who we got here. Recognizing N4, JQR, JR, Durham, North Carolina, in and out. Good morning, JR. You have a great day out there. Going on up the list, we have KQ4, KAD, Daniel, Winter Springs, Florida. We have KC1, UGK, Ed, Chelmsford, Massachusetts. I think that's where he is. WB5, ITT, Chris, Beaumont, Texas. We'll be right back with you, Chris. KF0, MHN, Bill, East Bethel, Minnesota. We got ZS1, RIC, Rich, Alpha, and Cape Town. We got KE8, ZJO, Joseph in Maumee, Ohio. WQEM, Chuck, Lancaster, New York, checking in on the text line. W6, KCO, Kevin, Canyon Country, Florida. And KPT, JPQ, Frank in Lancaster, New York. Down to Chris. WB5ITT in his work vehicle heading out. Chris, do you turn your propane tank off after you use the gas grill? And what are you doing today?
Good. Wednesday morning. I'm paying everybody on the morning brew, WB5ITT, mobile in Southeast Texas. Well, I don't have a propane tank at the house. Haven't had a propane grill in a number of years. We do top off our propane tanks at our tower sites for the generators. That's a must. But And then, of course, did that and broadcast it as well, hanging up the 500 or 2,000 gallon tanks to keep the stations on the air. As far as what I'm doing today, I got no clue. Heading into the office, hopefully we're going to get off early today, being 4th of July tomorrow, so, and I'm taking Friday off, and going to enjoy a nice 4-day weekend. Hope everybody's having a good hump day, and have a very good and safe 4th of July. And we'll see y'all Friday morning on the Morning Brew, WB5IITT Mobile.
All righty, thank you, Chris. You have a great day, have a great Independence Day. Yeah, maybe we should do a finger check come Friday, make sure everybody's got all 10. next up we have KC2JPQ, Frank, Lancaster, New York. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Al, and everybody listening to the brew. Yes, I do turn my propane tank off when I'm done grilling. And for today, no special plans, just kind of wing it. Something will pop up. And then I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Stay safe and talk to you on Friday, KC2JPQ.
Thank you, Frank. You have a great Independence Day, and we'll see you back on Friday. Next up, we have W6KCO Kevin, Canyon Country, California. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and everybody out there. Turn the gas off. Yep, turn the gas off. And today, traveling down to the campsite, set up, and kicked off our Independence Day. From there, stop off on the pit stop, have brunch with a buddy, and then, yeah, that's about it. Happy Independence Day to all, and God bless America. 73
W6 KCO,
back to you,
Dextro. All righty, thank you, Kevin. And next up we have W2EM, Chuck, Lancaster, New York. Good morning, Chuck.
And the rest of the Morning Brew crew. Yes, I always turn the grill off, usually about 30 seconds before I'm going to take the food off. Let it get that last little bit and drain out the lines. And I've been working the colonies, and I got about half of them, the easy ones. Now it's tough to get the hard ones. So I'll be working on colonies, and I got to fire up the smoker because I got a bunch of people coming over because we're having a party because my neighbor down, a couple of doors down, puts on a fantastic fireworks show. It's going off tonight at 10, so it should be interesting. Anyway, I got a full day, so 73, back to net, W2EM.
All righty, thank you, Chuck. Enjoy that party. Yeah, our neighbors cleaned everything up around their yard. Looks like they're getting ready for a party. They usually, everybody around here shoots off a whole bunch of fireworks, so I say sit out back and watch them do their thing. Next up, we have KE8ZJO, Joseph, Maumee, Ohio. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, buddy. There's some information on this 4th of July. It really needs it. I don't have a grill any longer, but when I did have one, I definitely put the guys in here and got it all nice and secure because I'm scared that I'm going to blow my legs off anyway. So everybody else have a great day. KZJO, back to
you. All right, thank you, Joseph. You have a great day. Next on this list, we have ZS1RIC, Richard, Athlone, Cape Town. Good morning.
Good morning, Net Controller and all listeners, and I'll say to everybody, happy Independence Day. Yes, I read about it, and I know what it all keeps up, but you guys enjoy the day. Yeah, we had a stormy a night during the night, a wind up to 80 miles per hour, thunderstorm, rain on the outside, and I'm 1,200 miles away from Johannesburg, where they had severe earthquakes and cracking in the road. The road is lifting and dams overflowing, but my side, I'm quite safe. Yeah, I got into my check, say, about 5 hours ago, and I worked on my linear amplifier. I come 2 kilo lima, and I put in a new power supply in a small box here, and I put in the amplifier idling on the bench. Yeah, long idling. But otherwise, I can't complain, but thank you very much. Net Controller, always a pleasure to listen to your network. Take care, my friends, and God bless you guys for Independence Day. From Ladies 1, Romeo India Charlie.
All righty, thank you, Richard. We're glad you're safe. Hey, do you have a gas grill?
No, my friend. We use wood on the outside and what they call charcoal, yourself.
All right, roger that. Yep. Well, I understand. Sometimes I still either use wood chips or briskets to do my charcoal. All right. Well, thank you for joining in this morning. Glad you're safe and sound over there. You have a great, great week. Next up, we have Bill, East Bethel, Minnesota, KF0MHN. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, Brew Crew. We do not have a gas grill, but we do have a great fire table that's propane, and always turn that off. It's great for the fall here in Minnesota, because we do get some cool nights. We'll go out and sit on the patio and have the flames come up, so great to sit around on that. Rest of the day, I'm going to go play some pickleball here a little bit, and then enjoy the next few days with my wife, and maybe go watch some fireworks. So everybody on the Brew Crew, have a great day, and this is KF0MHN.
All right, thank you, Bill. You have a great day yourself. Next up, we have KC1 UGK Ed Chelmsford. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and how's everybody? Yeah, we do have a gas grill, and we usually burn off whatever's there, and then we shut the tank off before we turn the knobs. This morning, did the front yard before it got warm. Going to make a trip out to the local ham shop, and ham as in amateur radio, not ham as in food, and look for an upgraded antenna for my little handy talkie I use. And on behalf of my son, who's a firefighter, I want to send a service announcement. Leave the fireworks to the professionals, please. He responds to fires and emergencies all the time. So other than that, everybody have a great course, safe, be safe, and I'm back to the net, and thanks for what you do. KP1 UGK 73.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Ed. Yeah, I have my police scanner running tomorrow night. It's usually pretty entertaining. Next up we have KQ4 KAD Daniel, Winter Springs, Florida. Good morning, Daniel. Or KAD, are you still with us this morning? All righty, we'll mark him in and out. Next up we have KM4CTB, Donnie, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Good morning.
This is KM4CTD, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, where it's sticky hot and humid this morning. And I believe the question is whether or not we turn off the propane, and by all means, try and turn that off, keep it from slowly leaking out, and having to go refill that puppy all over again in between barbecues, which ought to be pretty frequent this coming weekend. That's always a favorite for the 4th of July holiday weekend, so barbecues. Appreciate you doing that. Enjoy the holiday, and have a great Independence Day weekend. KM4CTB, back to that.
All right, thanks, Donnie. You as well. Have a great Independence Day weekend. Yes, there are steaks that are going to be barbecued on the grill in my household. All right, that takes us down to the bottom of yet another list. We've got about 8 minutes before the top of the hour. And let's get another list started. And we get about 9 people in here. That'd probably be about enough. Come with your call signs twice and slowly.
V3API, Victor, O3, Alpha, Papa, India, Windsor, Interior of Canada, in and out.
November 2, Alpha, Oscar. November 2, Alpha, Oscar. High Plains of Nebraska.
Kilo Echo 2, Delta Juliet, Quebec. Kilo Echo 2, Delta Juliet, Quebec.
KD2PLP, Kilo Delta 2, Papa, in and out.
Well, all righty, let me see. Well, isn't that something? I keep hitting the wrong button. All right, let's see what we can do with this list. We had WA2NYY Mark in Hopewell Junction, New York, checking in via the text line. We had Jamie in Freeville, New York, KD2TLP. He was in and out. We had KE2DJQ Jim, Spenceport, New York. We had N2AO John in Nebraska, checking in. We had VE3API Gary, Windsor, Ontario, neighbors to the east. Good morning, Gary. He was in and out. Top of this list, we have KM4CTB. Well, we already had in Jacksonville, Florida, because he said he turned his off. All right, so let's jump over to N2AO, John in Nebraska. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody on the net. This is John in 2AO in western Nebraska. My plans for today, we just had a little rain shower, but hopefully it'll dry up, and earlier this afternoon, maybe we can get wheat harvest started. The winter wheat is ripe and ready to harvest here as soon as it dries up. As far as grilling, I always shut my gas grill off as soon as I'm done using it, just in case there's a leak here or there. So. Thanks for doing the net. This is N2AO.
All righty. Thank you, John. You have a great day. Have a great Independence Day. Next up, we have KE2DJQ, Jim, Spenceport, New York. Good morning, Jim.
W1NOC, Whiskey 1, November, Oscar Charlie. Could I please butt in for just 1 second, Net Control, W1NOC?
I make sure I turn it off and for safety's sake, too. And this next stretch of days, I'm pretty much a support crew transport for launch and haul out of my son and his kids and some of his friends have been doing 50 to 60 miles of the Erie Canal every year. This is going to be the sixth voyage. And they have three 18-foot canoes. Two of them are connected together like a catamaran, and there's another pipe arrangement that connects a third canoe to the back of the front two. Quite the arrangement. We used to get lots of looks back when I did the first three trips, and I was getting a little too old for sitting that long in a canoe. Because it's like a 3 to 4 day trip, And so that'll be they'll be coming in tonight, and we'll see them tomorrow for another 50, 60 miles on the canal. So you all have a great, safe 4th of July. Thanks for doing the net. Back to net control.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun. We didn't catch your answer, though. Do you turn your gas off on your propane tank after you use your grill?
Yes, I do. I thought I started right off of that after I had my cup of belly warmer. Yep, I turn that gas off for sure. Thank you much.
All right, thank you. Enjoy that adventure. That sounds like a lot of fun. I like kayaking. We had W1NOC checking in Sherman, Maine. David checking in for the first time. You're in the middle of the East Coast Reflector Morning Brew Net, and a question of the day is, do you turn off your propane tank after each use of your grill? David, good morning. W1NOC, are you with us?
I am net control, thank you. I just wanted to let you know real quick, I'm sorry for butting in and interrupting your net. My friend Robert, he's November 6th, Victor Kilowatt Zulu, N6EKZ. He's been trying to get in to the net, so if you could put him on your list, I sure would appreciate it. W1NOC. Everybody have a happy 4th.
Well, all right, David. I see you're new to the system. We'll send you out a welcome letter if you got a valid email address. While you're here, you want to answer the question. You might as well make yourself at home. Do you turn your propane tank off after you use your grill?
Net control, this is W1NOC. Well, I actually don't use a grill. I live in northern Maine. I do use propane to heat the stove and the oven, and also for backup heat. But no, I do not turn it off. But I do have propane sensors in the house. I live in a trailer. So I do have propane sensors in there that if something goes wrong, it will let me know. But as far as grill-wise, I don't do that. I usually use wood. We have plenty of trees up here. Yeah. Back to net control. And thank you, everybody that's on the net. It's been a great net. I've been listening for a couple hours now. W1NOC, back to net control.
All righty, thank you, David. Hey, you check in anytime you want. We skip right over WA2NYY. Vicky's got a mark as yes. Mark in Hopewell Junction, New York. Good morning.
Hey, everybody on the net, WA2NYY. Yes, I turn it off every time I use it. I turn off the tank first and then turn off the knobs on the grill to clear the lines. The rest of the day, we're going to meet a bunch of local hams here for have some breakfast every Wednesday. And then I'm going to try to get Rhode Island and Delaware on CW on the 13 colonies. Everybody have a happy 4th. Back to net.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You enjoy your day. Hope you get both those colonies. I can never get Rhode Island. I don't know why, but it must be in a skip zone or something with my little setup here. Last on this list, hopefully he's out there and able to get in touch with us. Been trying to get in on the net. N6VKZ, Robert, Everett, Washington. Robert, you with us? N6VKZ, Robert, are you with us this morning? All right. Well, we got him on the net. He's in the log. And that brings us back to the top of the hour. This is K K8BAC, Al in Britton, Michigan, along with Vicky, KE8VKY over in Lambertville, across the field from me. On behalf of Dick, WBTJPQ, Gary, KB2TDT, we'd like to wish everybody a happy and safe Independence Day. We're going to do a finger check come Friday. Make sure you got all 10 or whatever you have left. Some of you guys I know have had some pretty hefty jobs. So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Friday. We will now return the East Coast Reflector back over to its normal use. 73s, everybody.
N6VKZ, W1NO, sir.
The system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. Please join us every Monday through Friday, except for holidays, 7 to 9 a.m. for the Morning Brew.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Uniform Golf Kilo, KC1, UGK, you're listening.
Take care.